Hello and welcome to the Human Podcast. Last week was a kind of a fuck up, but you know, we're back again. I am here with my wife, Alex.
Hello.
And yeah, we're gonna fucking rehash pretty much last week because I never fucking remember the shit that comes out of my mouth. But it is all about money, the big green, the dollar bill, you know, the fucking shit that fucking people chase their entire lives after, and the differences between being rich and being poor, you know, rich versus poor, you know, the fucking, you know, whole goddamn thing. And, you know, let's start with fucking, you know, the poor scum, the peasants of the world, you know, the fucking Neanderthals that can't figure it out, you know, or the people that just went to school and are now fucked for the rest of their life because they're never going to dig themselves out of that hole.
It's deep.
Yeah, well, neither of us have school debt, you know, me.
Which is nice.
Well, like, I don't have any school debt because I went only for like a little bit. And they're like, oh, you owe us like $25. Yeah, I'm like, all right, here you go. You know, after like 3 years, you know, so I was like fucking a shitty person, you know, but I was poor like the entire time. Like I've lived in a fucking, you know, abandoned shack. I've lived homeless. I've lived in a car. And all of it, honestly, wasn't all that bad.
Homelessness was like always like threatened over our head growing up. It made me very uncomfortable, the concept of it, but we never really got that close. And so it was a threat that was like never really realized for me. And so I really didn't understand the concept of it until much later down the road.
Well, I mean, like being homeless, you know, you're just, it's just advanced camping. You know, you have everything that you can fucking possibly own, you know, usually in a backpack, and you're just finding some place where people won't fucking see you. And yeah, that's it.
I mean, and like we went camping all the time when we were kids. So like camping was fun. Why was that scary?
Yeah, I mean, if you got, you know, fucking thrown into homelessness, you'd just be living in your fucking cars, you know, have your fucking RV and then be traveling. You know, the biggest fucking, you know, expenses for people is a house. And if you fucking take that house away, take the fucking bills away, you know, take the renter's insurance away, take all that horse shit away, and then you're fucking left with, you know, goddamn next to nothing. You can live in a fucking car, and, you know, you can survive a month for like $300, you know, easily. You'd be like, oh yeah, this is fucking nice, you know. Especially if you have like a fucking nice spacious car, like a fucking Suburban, where you can like lay down the seats. It ain't fucking bad at all. You know, like I lived in a fucking Toyota Camry with, you know, my best friend, and yeah, it, you know, it wasn't, you know, the fucking easiest, but we just leaned our seats back and fucking it worked. You know, it wasn't that fucking difficult, but there are fucking people that have children, you know. And they fucking fight tooth and nail to, you know, keep their kids happy. To keep their kids with a fucking roof over the head, you know, clothes on them and fucking keep them fed. You know, and, you know, that was my mom, too, growing up. You know, we fucking had, like, a tiny little apartment. And she fought tooth and fucking nail. And I was never hungry. I was never, you know, oh, no, I don't have clothes. You know, and she always had that shit. But I understand that she fucking struggled.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I, you know, I can see, like, your mom just, you know, kind of fucking relied, you know, on other fucking people to...
No, there was a point in time when my mom was so strong on her own. Like, my mom went through the Navy. Like, she applied and got into the Navy, and then when her whatever 18 months were up, she stayed and was cooking on the cruise ships, and she's going on these cruise lines like all over the world. My mom's been to Japan, she's been to Taiwan, she has been to the Bermuda, she's been to a lot of really cool and interesting places. And for a while my mom was there, she had everything she wanted, and then she just threw it away for motherhood and the piece of shit she picked as her partner. And then he destroyed her from the inside out. There's no way my dad would ever be able to be married to someone who is not 100% submissive to him.
Yeah, and then, you know, he
broke her.
Yeah, you see all these fucking people that have hopes and dreams and, like, I'm going to do this, and they have so much goddamn potential until, like, you know, something like children fucking slams the fucking brakes. It's like, okay, we're going to fucking... Because you can't, you know, in order to fucking, you know, go and pursue a big dream to make millions of dollars or to, you know, get enough money to get a house, you have to, like, not have any other responsibilities. You kind of have to be a workaholic, you know. It's shitty, but it's true.
Yep.
You know, that's, you know, fucking, you know, where you look in and you see, like, rich people. You see fucking people that made it, you know. And the one big thing that you notice is they're 60, but their kids are still fucking, like, 20. So, like, they spent the first 40 years of their life, you know, slamming down on their fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And now their dad's 60, so they can't play catch, and their dad's fucking spending all this time in the business, you know. Which would you rather have, you know, a parent that is at home, you know, paying attention to you? Or a parent, you know, or a fucking baller ass house, but your dad's fucking always gone on business trips.
Like, the question for me is, like, totally skewed because neither of my parents were nice. So if I had a choice, hell yeah, I'd be rich with no contact with my parents whatsoever. That'd be great. And would I come out a bitch? Yes, I would. But I would be such a good, like, I would be such an evil fucking bitch to everybody, and I would have such a good life, just being the queen of everything. But instead, I'm nice.
Yeah, like, you know, I've met nice rich people. You know, not really from America, but, you know, I've met them. Like, I remember, you know, when I was gone for like a month to Europe and went on that cruise ship, you know, we had people from all over the world on this cruise ship, you know, and there's like fucking two staff to every fucking person, you know, like normal person on that fucking cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were fucking, you know, I could just go up, you know, be like, I want alcohol. They just give it to me. Yeah. I'm so glad I was 21 on that trip. You know, and you know, I understood what it was like to live the good life, to live as a rich person lives. To just get shit. You know, it was like $10,000 a fucking person for that cruise. So, yeah, all the fucking everything was included. You know, all the dinners, everything. But, you know, I seen that and I'm like, wow. But, like, on the cruise ship, I, like, met, like, a few people from, like, Australia. And they're like, hey, come on over. You know, we can cook some shrimp on the barbie and, you know, you can come work for us and... You know, you'll get fucking a bunch of retirement, and we'll fucking pay for it all. I'm like, what? This is crazy. You know, not everyone lives great in Australia. I mean, most of them are criminals, and, you know, the other half can't fucking speak to save their life.
Oh, my God.
Okay, they're all criminals.
Oh, my God, that's even more, that is so antiquated. Oh
okay, they're all criminals or Indians.
Oh, dear God.
Those Abos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And, yeah, fucking, we just dropped them off over there, and, you know, for some reason, they developed a unique accent. And, you know, now God's punishing their country by burning it to the ground. Maybe I do believe in God. It's like, shh.
I'm trying to remember how to say it. It's now being called the...
The fucking, you know...
Koala cost.
Fuck Wallace. Honestly, fuck him.
I feel so bad for laughing at it. They're so in shame.
I legitimately have never seen a koala, never needed a koala. It's like, oh no, I need.
Why are you hating on just a particular marsupial? There's more than one type of marsupial suffering.
I need a koala or a kangaroo to save my son. I need to take the heart out and fucking throw it in my son.
Kangaroos are creepy.
How are they fucking creepy?
They're creepy.
Like, have you seen the video of that, you know, kangaroo that had, like, the dog in, like, the fucking chokehold? Like, the dude came up and fucking
gives him. He just, like, uppercuts it?
Gives him the 1-2, and fucking the kangaroo's like, what the fuck? This motherfucker can fight right now. Holy shit. You know? And you know, he like, now the kangaroo's, like, plotting, you know, with his little fucking weird hands and his big-ass feet. He's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking, you know, I'm gonna bite him on the neck or something. I don't know.
I am not okay with animal feet. Beyond cat paws, because they have soft jelly beans.
Yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, fucking, like, kangaroos, like, stand on their fucking tail. Like, their tail's like their third leg.
I could deal with a third leg.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's, you have three, so shut up.
I have a big ass dick. That's about it. But trust me, I ain't black. You know, I'd have, like, a big old fucking, you know, honking, you know, big old. I call it the trigger, too.
Oh, my God.
You know, black people call it the nigger trigger. But
shut up! Oh, my God. I'm a little white person offended now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you should be. How dare your people fucking take advantage of our people? You white devil. Good. Cry.
I didn't choose the white life.
Yeah, the white life chose you because fucking, you know, Hitler. Genetics. Because xenophobia.
Isn't it xenophobia?
Whatever the fuck it is.
I think it's a long E.
Xenophobes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's how Japan is, you know, and that's, you know, why, you know, there's like too many fucking dudes. It's a goddamn sauce.
Who was the missionary who died over there?
Probably all of them.
It was like Matthew something, I think.
Probably Jesus. That's probably how he fucking died. You know, they fucking, you know, got him over there. And they're like showing him like the fucking, you know, hentai and like the chicks with dicks and all that crazy shit. And he's like just hopping up on the fucking. Yeah, he's like hopping up on the cross. He's like, fucking nail me and kill me, please. You know, but like 3 days later, he's like, let me take a second look. Let me look again. let's see. I mean, like, titties are nice, you know. It's like, you know, back in the day when the internet was slow and you had to fucking, like, load a, like, a fucking image, like, yeah, tits, fucking fist bump, you know, fist bump in there, yeah. You know, it fucking gets down and, like, then, like, the rest of the image loads quick and it's like, fuck, a dick, a big dick, no, it's coming, It's like, no. It's like, why? Now I've seen that. Now I, no.
That sounds very tragic.
And then you're like trying to like jack off later that night to like regular porn and like, fuck. No. No. Penis, no. Why, penis? Don't do this to me, penis. No. Like, go back. We must go back. Yeah, you click on the image. One of us. One of us.
No, no, no.
And then you go get your top surgery and be offended about everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then fucking, you know, get free drinks at the bar all the time as long as, it, you know, your face looks good. Ugh. Like, there's, like, fucking, you know, certain people that have the fucking money to spend on good surgery. Yes. You know, and it's like,
this
you
is
know,
true.
Like Caitlyn Jenner. I'm like, you know, I'd fucking, you know, toss it in her. You know. You don't know about like fucking.
Wait, seriously? You would fuck her?
Like if I was fucking bored and, you know, her pussy was there. I don't know what her pussy looks like.
If you were bored and she was around?
Yeah.
And where am I in all of this?
Dead, apparently. Because I'm fucking transvestites now.
Fine.
You know, you're just like, oh no.
It was an okay save.
It's not even a good save.
It was not a good save. You should be ashamed of yourself.
She like shoots herself. She's like, oh no, he's fucking trannies now. Bam. I can't deal with this. You know, she comes in wearing a strap on. Am I hot enough for you now?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that's not even big enough.
Oh my God.
17 inches and above, man.
No. We are not bringing Dick Rambone into this.
I'll get a double-headed dildo. It's fine.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, yeah, that's the stuff.
Why are you just sitting so proud of yourself right now?
Because I am fucking proud of myself.
You are so pleased. It's disgusting.
But, you know, like, I feel like there's, like, some bitches that fucking are like, I'm a woman inside. And then they fucking go to, like, you know, Tijuana to fucking get their surgery. And they're fucking just, you know, doing it with a fucking moderately sharp rock. And like, and then, like, you fucking, you know, get through with that shit.
No!
They, like, fucking split your dick in half and shove it inside.
What?
Yeah, that's how it fucking works. The tip of your dick becomes your clit. It's
crazy. Yeah, I know how it works.
And, like, yeah, like, those, that fucking shit looks stomped to fuck. And it's like, oh, God. You know, you get back and you, like, show all your girlfriends, look at my new vagina. And your vagina is, like, crying. It's like, oh, it's, like, all big and red and mad.
Well, of course it is, poor thing.
Yeah, it's like, I spent $17 on this, so do I.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Those fucking Mexicans will take money. I don't think he was a doctor, though.
That's even worse.
He put a couple coconuts in my chest, too. He used wool to stitch it closed. It was crazy. You know, but that's, you know, the fucking... being the rich person, being the fucking, yeah, being the top of the fucking class. You know, being rich buys you fucking anything. There's a level of richness where you own the fucking world. You can have anything you fucking want. Because your investments can make more fucking money than you can fucking spend it. You know, like, I forgot who said it, but probably like Chris Rock or something. You know, the fucking, you know, Shaq is wealthy. Fucking, you know, NBA players are wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they're rich. But fucking the person that pays the NFL players, that man's wealthy. It's just fucking, it's a different level.
Well, yeah.
You know, the second you have $1 billion, if I ever fucking had $1 billion, I would be way too fucking generous. And that's why I'll never have $1 billion. I feel like you have to be a cold motherfucker and, you know, step on a few necks to get to $1 billion.
And I just don't see a point for anyone to even be able to amass that much money. Because once you've got that much, do you quite honestly need more?
Well, I mean, you know, as for a company, you know, like Amazon, for instance, Jeff, he could afford to fucking pay his employees more. Or fucking, you know, pay
considering
for...
considering he didn't pay shit for taxes, he could definitely afford to pay his employees more.
But, you know, having, like, a grip of fucking employees, you're like, I don't want to fucking... because if I pay them all, like, $1 more an hour, that's $20,000 more an hour, you know, and then I have to, you know... it's like, no. You're making billions and billions in profit. You can drop that number down, pay everyone a little bit more.
Yes.
You know, improve morale... because there's going to be a point, you know, that people, you know, stop having kids at an incredible rate, you know, because contraceptives, condoms, you know, yes, fucking anal, fucking being gay, it is all fucking, you know, rising up. And guess what? Fucking kids are going to be born less and less. And then there's going to be, you know, less and less people to do your bullshit fucking jobs.
Well, also, we're approaching a point of full automation of menial labor. Like, there's going to come a point where we're going to have robots doing everything.
And then what happens when those robots get hacked? Your cell phone gets hacked. Your fucking computer gets hacked. Everything gets hacked. Your fucking robot vacuum can get hacked. And then what happens when these fucking robots, you know, get hacked and become a liability? You know, because it is the responsibility of the company owner. So, you know, if someone hacks a Tesla, for instance, and has it go on a head-on collision, that's real bad for fucking Tesla. You know, if someone hacks like an airplane and causes it to crash, that's really bad for the airplane company. You know, And it, you know, pretty much falls back on them. Yeah, if they can catch the hacker, great. Now they have someone to blame. He's the reason that this all happened. But if they don't catch the hacker, guess what? It's always going to be a witch hunt. It's always going to be, you know, fuck somebody. And when no one has a fucking job and everyone's just sitting at home, guess what? People are going to get real bored. And guess what happens when people get real bored? They get real creative and real inventive. Ask anyone in prison. They make tattoo guns out of fucking pens and fucking, you know, batteries. It's crazy. You know, they make knives out of fucking anything. They found out that they can use nail clippers to fucking trim off metal. Create shivs, create shanks, create knives. You know, I honestly don't think it's going to become all fucking robots. There's no fucking way that we can rely 100% on all robots. What do you think?
I personally don't care. Like, I think the more we can rely on robots to do menial tasks, because from my perspective, if we reach full automation of menial labor, it kind of invites us as a society to kind of redefine what labor even is, because there's still going to be a need for medical professionals. There's still going to be needs for, there will be like needs that there comes to the point that just basic robots like, can't do.
Robots are already doing it. Already started designing robots to like set bones to, you know, like there was a movie that was great. It was called Elysium. And pretty much, you know, the whole concept was, you know, the rich few, you know, got to live on a big old fucking, you know, space station. And they had, you know, robots that fucking, you know, would heal you of any disease, you know. And those elite fucking people got to live up there and fuck everyone else. Everyone else just get to live down at the bottom. And it's back to caveman days for you. But we have some of our robots down there governing you now. And we don't give a shit. And that's what I feel is going to happen is, you know, these people that own the robots are going to be like, okay, I'm entitled to all the fucking money that this fucking generates. And now these fucking poor people, since they are no longer needed, cut them all out. And now, you know, the job hunt is real. And, you know, you have 200 people coming in a day. Do you need any help at, you know, your job? Do you? No? No? Okay. Well, yeah, you're like the 700th person that's come in today. Sorry, bud. And, you know, now these companies aren't making any fucking money. And it all just fucking goes downhill. Because they're like, okay, cool. You know, it's, you know, the reason that, you know, the fucking 5-day workday, you know, and the 9-to-5. You know, Ford wanted fucking people spending money on his Fords.
Well, like, everything you're stating, it's basically happening now. And so, like, if we're going to move forward as a society, quite honestly, we need to get rid of money. Because as long as there's capitalism, there's going to be there has to be an imbalance for capitalism to move forward. If capitalism can't, like, reach a level or equilibrium, because then it just stops. It needs like a waterfall so it can keep propelling itself forward, I guess. So we can't change the culture we have now as long as we're still supporting the main reason for it, which is an imbalance of money, which equates to an imbalance of power. So nothing can be changed unless we change that original equation that supports everything.
See, but here's what's going to happen. You know, these corporations are going to have robots running their entire fucking shit. You know, 100%. Cool. And now, you know, since all these fucking humans have nothing to fucking do, the government's going to step in and say, you know, well, sonny boy, you know, we'll help you out. We'll give you fucking money. You know, we'll give you, you know, everything you need. But you have to fucking, you know, do the shit we tell you to do. And it'll become a dictatorship.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, if you reach the point where robots are doing everything, labor and work for humans needs to be redefined. Like, if you're an artist, are you still making art? If you are a chef, are you still making food? Like, what is the purpose of your talents now? So we'll have to find a way to reestablish the importance of people's talents in order to create something new.
Yeah, but, you know, not everyone can be an artist. Not everyone can, you know, think creatively. There's people that just are like, you know, I'm good at fucking hammering nails and a board and that's about it. But that was a fucking thing that was needed. But now they have these construction bots, you know. And, you know, what's going to happen, like, to you when fucking, you know, there's a robot that, you know, can fucking heal a cat with 100% accuracy, you know, just... You know, just zip it over really quick and be like, okay, you know, it has a broken bone here. It needs surgery here, and it will be able to, like, precision laser it open and stitch it perfectly and be able to, you know, cut out any fucking thing it needs 100% accurate.
Then I will take my skills elsewhere. I would go back. I would go into research. I'm sure robots are helping with research, but someone is doing research on their own at some point, because people who have these skills, they don't have to stop doing what they're good at. They can figure out something new they want to do with their skills, or they can continue their skills. Like, I'm not saying that robots taking over menial labor completely evaporates a market for them. So, like, they're still welcome to do their stuff, and there are people who are going to want things that are human-made versus machine-made. There's always going to be a market for that at some level.
Yeah, like, for me, like, I drive a truck, and I would find it amazing if robots could just drive all the vehicles. Mm-hmm. If the robots were 100% in charge of driving all the vehicles and getting me to where I need to go, you know, and boom, it drives me to, you know, my stop, and then, but I have to get out and fucking unload my, you know, freight, you know. That, but would they fucking still pay me the same for that menial task? Because now the majority, the hard part of my job is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part, yeah, it's fucking, you know, it's like, oh, well, now what do? You know, it's like, well, you do this and we're going to pay you $10 an hour to do it. It's like, whoa, I just take a huge pay cut for an automatic driving vehicle. You know, you're going to spend money on this, you know, and then what happens when the vehicle crashes? What happens on a snowy day when the vehicle crashes and I'm in it? You know, do I get to sue you or do I get to sue that company?
I don't know.
You know, what happens when, you know, these mega corporations, like Amazon's already fucking done it. You know, they already have little robots that fucking run around and do. You know, I've seen them, you know, and, like, these robots have fucking, you know, hit people and fucking caused a big old fucking fuss.
Because they're not perfect.
You know, but what fucking, you know, to what level do we need these robots to be fucking be fully reliant on them to know that they're going to fucking work 100% of the time? And not just be like, oh, well, maybe, you know, like, fucking poor people are always going to need fucking jobs. There's always someone that's going to need a fucking job. And, you know, my hope is that the future, the fucking, you know, global population kind of dwindles back down to an acceptable level. Because there's a level where, you know, the population grows so much that society cannot, you know, fully support everyone in that population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it needs to fucking purge a few.
Yep.
You know, like if you're growing a fucking tree, you know, it can't save every fucking leaf. It can't save every fucking branch.
Nope. You gotta trim it so the tree can grow properly and produce the maximum amount of fruit.
Yeah, so, you know, we need to get back down to that point. We need to, you know, I'm not saying fucking kill people, but we need to stop having fucking, you know, 20 fucking kids. You know, like I see people all the fucking time. Oh, this is my 20 fucking cousins. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, my grandma had 17 kids. It's like, no, that is irresponsible.
It's a lot of kids.
You know, like, I feel like, you know, the government should be, you know, responsible for supporting two. Yeah, so you can get WIC, you can get food stamps, you can get everything you need, you know, child tax credits for two children. And if you want more than two, then guess what? You're paying for them out of your pocket. And if you do not have the money to pay for your kids out of pocket, then guess what? Your kids all get taken away from you.
And where do the kids go?
They get sold into adoption. Because guess what? Now the fucking government gets to fucking benefit from your kids. And, you know, they get to essentially sell them to a family that can afford them. You know? But if you're like, I'm going to have more kids anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. No one can stop me. And it's like, okay, we'll just throw you in prison. Yeah, or fucking, you know, fine you. Or just keep taking your kids away. Or just like the next time you give birth, if you, you know, you're done having kids. And if you decide to, you know, give birth again or, you know, get pregnant again, when you are delivering your baby, you are going to be forced to get your tubes tied, you know, so you can no longer have kids.
I would not go about doing it so forcefully.
Sometimes you just need to.
Nah.
Or just fucking, you know, find them.
Why aren't you castrating the men?
Because.
Okay, no. A woman can only get pregnant once a year. Okay, she can only produce a kid once a year. A guy can get a woman pregnant every single day of the year. Okay, population control needs to be dealt with on the guy's side more than it needs to be dealt with on the woman's side. Okay?
There's other ways, like, so, you know, if you are, like, an approved man, because there's no way we could, you know, fucking, you know, knock people over the head with a coconut and fucking drag them off and fucking get them castrated. That would be...
Why not? That's what we do with animals.
Because it's just fucking, you know, we have laws against that. We have fucking protections to say we cannot fucking do that.
Do what?
Fucking knock someone over the head and fucking force them to get castrated.
That's what we do with animals.
Yeah, because animals are fucking, you know, reproducing at too fast of a fucking rate to support, you know, the fucking environment.
Yeah, so why aren't we doing that with humans? There is a reversible form of castration available on the market today.
Yeah, but would you want to fucking pay your taxes to castrate every single man?
Fuck yes!
And I say, you know, let it be, you know, let it be, because there's plenty of people that cannot have kids. They're just, you know, fucking already castrated because of fucking genetics,
mm-hmm.
You know, their womb or their fucking sperm isn't fertile, whatever, you know, like the movie Up where the fucking woman's crying because she can't have a fucking kid. How awesome would it be if she could fucking buy a fucking kid from some, you know, fucking idiot couple that were, you know, too busy to fucking, you know, just make fucking, you know, contraceptive free. That's it. Make IUDs free, you know, make fucking condoms free, make all that shit free, improve sex ed, and just be like, if you want to have kids, you can, and you can have two. You know, and then just fucking, you know, lay that number on the man. You know, as a man, you can have two children. So you can have one with a, you know, woman, you get married, and you get divorced. You can have another with another woman. Be like, I'm out of fucking kids. You know, just boom, there you go. That, you know, keeps the population steady, mm-hmm. But dwindles it because...
Because it needs to be. We need to be cold.
And then boom. So, you know, women can have as many fucking babies as they want, but, you know, the man is the one that's going to be able to collect that child tax credit.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, only the government only has to support two. You know, so, Because that's really what happens is, like, you know, you'll see, like, a woman with 10 fucking kids, and now she's getting, like, fucking $80,000 in fucking taxes from the child tax credit. And I don't even think that's, not, I think it's less than that. But, you know, like, I see, you know, people with, like, two kids getting, like, six G's back in their taxes. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's because kids are expensive.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, I'd rather not have a kid than, you know, what, but, yeah, it's fucking insane.
No, kids are expensive. Especially if you're working, because then you got to pay for daycare, and daycare is fucking...
Honestly, fuck it. You know, if you want to have kids and you can afford kids, you know, cool. Go ahead and have as many fucking kids as you want.
Yeah.
If you can afford them.
I know, it's so fucking irresponsible.
But if you cannot afford them, you know, CPS needs to be buffed. You know, all kinds of, you know, child family programs need to be buffed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if someone's abusing their child at home, get it out of that fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give it to a family that's willing to fucking pay the state, you know, for that fucking child, for the adoption fees. And that's what you call it, the adoption fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fucking cost it cost the state to fucking, you know, home this child until it could be adopted out. And the cost that it costs the state to, you know, take care of this child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're pretty much just reimbursing the state for these adoption fees. And now this family, you know, gets a, you know, new little boy or girl, whatever. And they, you know, boom, you're fucking adopted out to this new good family.
Wouldn't some children who didn't get adopted right away start to get really expensive?
No, there would be like a cap on it.
Oh. That'd be good.
You know, and some kids would never get fucking adopted.
Aw.
That's just the way it is. Does every cat get adopted? No. Does every dog get adopted? No, absolutely not. Some fucking dogs spend the last of their days fucking just, you know, locked up in a fucking kennel.
Shelter medicine sucks.
But it's the best we can fucking do. You know, it is, you know, the cream of the crop of what we can do realistically. You know, someone, you know, rich can come in and, you know, throw a bunch of money at the problem, but that money will run out. So, you know, fucking cull the herd. And boom, guess what? You know, now everything's great again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Marvel fucking, you know, came out with a fucking Avengers movie. And, you know, at the end of the movie, fucking, you know, Thanos had all his fucking little, you know, stones snapped and fucking erased half of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people on the planet, you know, on every single fucking planet whatsoever. And guess what? Things got amazing. Lanes of traffic just opened up. You know, fucking shit got cheaper. It's like, oh yeah, who wants to buy a fucking house? $7. You know, and it was great. Top fucking notch. And, but, you know, people are like, I want to have kids. I want to have my own kids. Why? You know, people fucking make the mistake of having kids and then, you know, get trapped in it. And then they're fucking poor for the rest of their fucking life.
Right.
Because they have to fucking pay all this attention to this kid.
That looks so, so shitty.
Yeah, I mean, like, fucking Schitt's Creek. You mm-hmm. know? They fucking, you know, were too busy with the fucking business, and then, you know, now they're forced to spend time with the kids, and they have no idea how. And that's really what it comes down to. But, ugh. I say, you know, fuck these uber-rich people. You know, if you're rich, you know, fine, cool. You know, if you, you know, like, man, I made $1 million this year. Good for me. You know, oh, fucking, you know, hey, good for you, bud.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
You made $1 million. But it's like, I made $1 billion this year. It's like, why the fuck did you make 1,000 times more than $1 million, you know, in a year.
Right.
You know. Jesus Christ. This motherfucker's hitting me up. But yeah, I'm going to fucking just end this shit here. But, you know, this has been, you know, the Human Podcast rerun of fucking last week. And if you enjoyed this, you know, hit me up at the Human Podcast or Human Podcast Network at gmail.com, linked in the description. And yeah, we'll fucking probably do a double week. All right. And my website should be coming up here in a few weeks as well. TheHumanPodcast.net. So just look out for that if you want. I don't care.